The Panama Papers. Are Your Sins a Secret? By Beyond Today writer Kevin Greer. Recently, the international headlines have been buzzing with news of the Panama Papers. This scandal is a leak of over 11 million documents, or 2.6 terabytes of data, from a financial company, making it the largest such leak in history. The Panama Papers implicate various government officials and specific leaders from around the world in using tax havens to shield vast wealth, according to the New York Times. A number of important names have been connected to these offshore companies so far. The most famous include Russian President Vladimir Putin, Argentinian President Mauricio Macri, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif of Pakistan, and King Salman of Saudi Arabia. Icelandic Prime Minister Sigmundur David Gunnlaugsson stepped aside in light of the scandal, and David Cameron, Prime Minister of Britain, admitted to profiting from these offshore accounts. In a twist of irony, the president of Transparency Chile, a branch of Transparency International, resigned after being associated with the leaks. His group claims to fight corruption across the globe. So many, it seems, have tried to hide their actions, only to be exposed to the world. In light of events such as these, you might start to wonder if your actions are a secret. Does anyone know what you do in private, even when no one else is around? Can anyone know our secrets, good or bad? The Bible reveals that God certainly knows our good deeds done in private. Matthew 6:4 says that the charitable deeds we do in secret are seen by God in secret, and God even rewards us for them openly. What about the bad things, though? What about the things that are so bad you haven't told another person about? Can God know them also? The answer is yes. You know when I sit down and when I get up. You know my thoughts before I think them. You know where I go and where I lie down. You know everything I do. Lord, even before I say a word, you already know it. Psalm 139, 2-4, New Century Version. God knows us deeply and intimately. He knows our strengths, and He also knows our faults. But God also loves us and doesn't want us to continue in these faults and suffer. But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes, and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the transgressions which he has committed shall be remembered against him. Because of the righteousness which he has done, he shall live. Ezekiel 18, 21-22. God offers us the ability to repent or turn from our mistakes and follow Him. God wants us to accept His calling and live a life with Him, overflowing with blessings and undying joy. Psalm 16:11. With God, our sins may not be a secret, but they can be a thing of the past. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.